it's the Ascertainers. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. A little curious what time people listen to us. Although there's not very many of them, we could just call them up and ask them individually. But I feel like people listen to us at night.
There's thousands, isn't there now?
There are about, I would say that we have 21 or 22 consistent listeners, but then a bunch of people listen to one or two episodes. So
that's fair.
And a couple of them have passed away that we've talked about on previous episodes. So we gotta either procreate naturally, and that's going to take months to get new listeners, or tell your friends, hi, Jim here, one half of the Ascertainer. Well, one third of the Ascertainers. It's Mark's idea. Mark, say hi.
Hello, everyone. And can we stick away or stay away from the people who have passed away? Because we went really dark two episodes ago about rock stars that
passed
away.
Well,
so,
I mean, all I'll tell you right now is that if you listen to the Ascertainers, you might want to up your life insurance because...
I don't think those famous people...
In fact, don't tell the underwriters that you listen to the Ascertainers because they'll, like, red flag your file and... That could be bad. So anyway, here we are. We are the Ascertainers. Mark is going to tell you how we got our name.
Well, it comes from a old Kids in the Hall episode where...
What is the Kids in the Hall, Mark?
It is an old comedy group. I keep saying old like that's...
It's old, man.
But they did do a second...
You know when they came out? I took a picture of this or a screenshot of this. I'll tell you what year they came out, and it might blow your mind.
But didn't they restart it later? And yeah. I didn't see any of those episodes.
There's no way. Restarts are never funny, for starters. Like, think about the Ascertainers after episode one.
But that was episode in there where the guy used the word ascertain all too often, and he got called in by the boss, and the boss said... Do not use that word anymore.
This doesn't have the caption under it, but there they are. That's the first, like, when they came out.
They look like us when we started.
They look like us if there was three more of us. And I would say that four of the Kids in the Hall were very funny and stayed funny. Actually, three stayed funny. I don't know what happened to Bruce. Bruce McCullough was... They fit so well. So if you haven't seen the Kids in the Hall yet, it's on YouTube. Just look up Kids in the Hall. Highly recommend the Ascertainers episode because that's how we got our name. But there's also the bass player, the Cabbage Head. I didn't think was that funny, but they did a lot of them. Oh, I'm Crushing Your Head. That was one of my favorites back from the day.
I know it's not everyone's favorite, but the salty ham.
I know that that's your favorite, and when you say by everyone, you mean me. It was just weird, but they were weird, and that was part of their thing. But little known fact, produced and created by some guy named Lauren Michaels, who, Canadian, and also had this other show, I forget what it's called, that used to be funny too.
Wow. Slam.
SNL has just gone so fucking bad.
Oh, speaking of Canadians, the best rock band ever out of Canada, the Kings were from Canada.
The Kings were Canadian. They just edged out Bryan Adams and Neil Young and Rouge and April Wine.
Oh, there's other bands from Canada. I thought they were the only ones.
I think there are, yeah. So, we did two episodes previous to this one. We had our first four people at this table, which is not working out, but anyway. But we had Chance and Alex on, and I thought they were great. I thought when we were recording it, I'm like, I'm not sure this is going well. But then when we got a chance to hear, like, the finished product, I thought they were funny as hell. So,
and it wasn't the four people that we had problems with, it's the table itself that holds the mic stands.
Yeah, what'd you think I said?
Well, you said it's not working out. I was just explaining.
No, that's what... you and me. The table. Oh, the table is this whole thing. I call it the table. My therapist said call it the table. He said point to the table where it hurt you, and I pointed to where you sit. And anyway, no, but it was fun having extra people on. But it's also a whole different dynamic. Anytime someone comes on for the first time, it's hard as hell because they don't know, like, you know, they've kind of heard it and stuff. Even Jason, our first guest, was like, yeah, I thought the idea was to, like, come in all, you know, hot and fiery. And, yeah, it came off as hot and fiery. And so the second time we had him on, he was way more relaxed. And I think that was better for the listener.
And the four people, we don't know how to handle that from our point of view either.
I went with the same strategy of interrupt whenever somebody talks. But you, what was your strategy?
Just to sit back and let you lambast everybody.
I really felt bad for Alex. When he tried to tell that story, and everybody had a part of that one. I mean, he just got...
The sad part is that he told the story and you were looking for more, and he goes, no, that was all I wanted to say. And you said, well, no, tell us what you were going to say. He goes, I already said it. He did it like three times, and you were like trying to pull more out. But it was funny. Sorry, I shouldn't pick on Jim because he lost that golf today.
Technically. What happened to golf today, Mark?
We tied. I was kicking his ass for the first five holes. I fell apart on one hole. He took the lead, and then he goes, oh, I gave it away. Wow.
I did. What did I tee off with on the ninth hole, or the ninth hole that we played, 18?
What you usually do, because you're not a man. I usually hit an iron.
I teed off with a six iron to try to just let Mark F it up, and Mark hit his best drive of probably the year. And Mark, I'm not going to say you played well. We both probably carded. We both shot 53, which is good for us. That's how bad at golf we are.
But I did par two holes in a row.
Did you?
I did.
Did I par any? I parred one. Oh, I made a long putt for a par.
You did.
Yeah. Had a really long drive, one hole. A little worried we were going to hit the group in front of us, but we didn't. And then, chunked the next shot, because that's what I do. Anyway, time's a-wasting here. You had some stuff that you wanted to talk about from the last episode. Should we do the radio game first, and then we're going to talk some underrated bands?
I'll do the errors and omissions.
First.
Okay. And I do have big ones. Keith Moon was the one that Chance said drove the car into the pool. And I corrected him and said John Bonham, but it was Keith Moon.
It was Keith Moon. All right, good to know.
And Bon Scott did die in the car, not in the gutter. You were correct about that.
All right. I thought, why would I bring it up? So, yeah. I felt like my credibility's fading.
These go for two episodes because we did two that night, and we're... Patti Smyth did Gloria. That was her big hit.
I don't recall it, but I believe you.
Well, it was a cover.
There's the other Gloria. So not the fucking Laura Branigan Gloria.
Correct. It was.
You're talking the... Who did Gloria first time? Anybody know?
I don't. Do you? I'm sure people do know, but you said anybody.
Did anyone at this table know? Looks around. Nope. Okay. Oh, fuck.
And that's... Oh, put it in a swear jar.
It's upstairs.
Well, son of a bitch. And then that's all I had other than accept instead of accent.
So did I say the band was called Accent?
I don't know. I
could have.
I'm deaf, so I really didn't. If you listen to it, you could be saying accept.
Okay, well, I'll look into that. But yeah, it's a... AC/DC sounding band that most people say, oh, that's totally AC/DC, but it's Accept is the name of the band.
Correct.
Okay. So here's mine. I have to preface this by saying that when I came down to clean up the super white table that the microphones keep jumping off of. Because, anyway, our microphone
stinks. Oh, you're going to say how you spilled the beer?
No, that was, well, I can. But before that, there were 13 empties on the table. It's a fact. And during the last episode...
Oh, I had one.
You had one what?
Beer. So I'm the problem. I did have one of those.
That's right. Everybody else had the other 12. No, but we talked about... Somebody said, why is 13 unlucky? And I said, it's because of... And I called it the Lord's Supper. And, of course, what I meant to say was the Lord's Dinner. Isn't that right?
What an ass.
Actually, okay, it's the... I know what it is. It's the last dinner, but... I wonder if they argued about that right before. It's like, hold on. How much did you have? Is this a supper or dinner? I'm confused. Oh, my mom hears this. She's going to not be happy with old Jim.
Oh, man.
So that's it's terrible. The last supper, and I... Sorry. I guess I just have to acknowledge my mistake, and I know that I'm forgiven because of what happened right after the last supper. Not the Lord's Dinner. So though that's pretty much what I got. I do have another comment, but it has nothing to do with the last episode. So why don't we do the radio game real quick? And I don't know if this thing even works, but I'll give it my best. Otherwise, we'll play the radio lightly. You want to start, Mark?
Sure.
If you don't know what the radio game is, start at episode 1. Keep listening until episode 29. You'll figure it out. So, there. I think that's been our whole mistake, is that we're making it too easy on the listener.
Well, I'm going to do your favorite band, Rush.
Oh, nice.
And then Elton John for my legacies.
All right. I'm going to do Kansas and Genesis.
For my off the beaten path, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, cover of the Rolling Stone. And Todd Rundgren.
Oof.
Which I don't think they ever play anymore.
Todd Rundgren. He had, what was his song?
Hello, It's Me.
Yeah, it's a great song.
And Bang the Drum All Day.
I Don't Want to Work.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the first one was better. I went with Night Ranger and 10cc.
10cc and Todd Rundgren are pretty close with that.
Well, let's find out. Puts the earpiece in his ear. Oh, there's a song. It comes in like it's coming in from Hanoi during World War II.
Did you replace the batteries?
No, I talk about it, though.
Oh, good.
I got a shit ton of them upstairs. You'd think I would. You also would think that I would pick up the empties, like, the day after the podcast. And I let the fruit flies eat and multiply in them.
So he keeps a timer going and the radio, but he never shuts either of them off.
You show me how to shut that timer off. I think only...
I did last, or four episodes ago, I showed you how to turn it off.
I think this thing is toast. Jeez.
Okay, Jim is plugging in a headset because my digital radio that I bought him, he leaves on the whole time.
Because he doesn't know how to turn it off.
The batteries go dead. And he says, you know what? I got tons of batteries upstairs. I'll just replace them.
Hey.
And then he...
Those don't grow on trees, Mark. We're trying to conserve for when the shit goes down. I want to make sure I got two AAA batteries to power my house.
Okay, do you want to go into why we're waiting into... We're going to do like a second version of the underrated bands. Because Jim didn't understand what underrated was the first time, so hopefully he's learned.
I feel like I have one item that I should put in before that, because it's not going to fit anywhere, and it would probably fit...
Oh, you want to do a promo?
I do. Thank you. I also want to do something after that. So let's do a little Newt's promo.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Well, we went to play golf, like we said earlier, and then we went and had dinner at Newt's, which we usually do, and we could get our free beer, but all our free beer was taken away because Jim wanted to do pull tabs tonight, which Newt's has. He kept going, let's just keep throwing money and we're going to win, we're going to win. And
we didn't win.
Lo and behold, we did not win.
We didn't win in spectacular fashion. But you know what? Sometimes when Chris and I play, we win a lot. So we just put it back in tonight. So I'm not as devastated as you. Last time we played, we won at the Mexican place and I paid for dinner. $100.
We did.
Put 20 in each. We won $40.
Well,
no, we won 100.
I'm happy that you and Chris win all the time when I'm not around.
Okay, well.
And can I mention, he's eating Whoppers again. This is a thing that right into
the microphone. But they're almost gone. They're almost gone. And apparently you couldn't hear it last time because I asked. And I was really crunching down on them. There are two Whoppers left, Mark. Do you want me to save those till the end of the episode? I got the diabetes. I got the blood sugar. I don't. Not yet. Not diagnosed anyway. Okay, we went to Newt's, and here's why you should go to. If you haven't been to Newt's yet, in Apple Valley, Minnesota, you would have to be. Let's see. Mark is a pedestrian. What do? You don't eat meat. What do you call that?
Pescatarian.
Hemophiliac. Yes. So Mark doesn't eat meat, and he finds something he likes there every time because they're known for their burgers, and they have the Beyond Burger. Right?
They do.
So that's like fake meat, yeah.
And you can replace any burger on the menu with a Beyond Burger.
Is that like Soylent Green, or what are we talking about there?
Soylent Green is people.
I've never seen that movie, but
really, it's an awesome movie.
I saw the
movie.
Saturday Night Live version of Phil Hartman doing Charlton Heston. It's people.
It's a great movie.
So if you've seen Soylent Green and you listen to the Ashertainers, you are in a very slim demographic. You are already in a slim demographic if you listen to us, but it's you and Mark. So anyway, Newt's continues to deliver. It's getting more and more busy on a Friday night, which is good. That's usually I go on Tuesdays and Fridays.
It was packed.
Why do I go on Tuesdays, you ask? Because it's pitcher night. And you know what's good about pitcher night? Half price pitcher. So if you're going to have like three beers, you're saving money by getting a pitcher.
Oh, I thought we were talking about baseball.
You're thinking about shortstop night. It's February 29th every year. So, except 3 out of 4.
Can I say he asked me about the Whoppers? Should he save them for the end? I said yes. And he's eating them all right now.
They're almost gone. That's the last one. Enjoy it. For those that are listening just for me and the Whoppers, good. Bad news for you. This is the last one. Let me see if there's a song on. Nope. So I'm trying to make this. I think I've figured out that it's not important whether or not how mad I get when there's not a song on. We're doing a podcast, and I got to just pop it down. So here's the thing. Well, by the way, Newt's. Just go to Newt's. The burgers. I had the crispy chicken wrap tonight with tater tots, a little side of buffalo. Buffalo sauce, not an actual buffalo, because it gets crowded in there, and you don't want to do that. Made some new friends at the bar. We talked to one of the people. Their kid got a good full-time post-college job and went from being very liberal to somewhat conservative when they saw how much tax comes out of their paycheck. That was funny. That was a good time. It was a good conversation without like anyone getting all freaked out and all bent out of shape because of what side they're on or anything like that. It was fucking. Yeah, I love Newt's. There's good people that go there. There's good people that work there. The food is very consistent now that they've been open. Some people went there in the first week and they're like, I didn't like it. I'm like, well, fuck, we'll go back. So, ding, swear jar.
And I could say that I slapped Corey on the shoulder force, and it was like a mosquito touching him. It was he is solid. So don't get out of hand there at Newt's, because especially when Corey's working.
My mama only raised a couple of dummies, not three, and I would know better than to get on Corey's bad side, but that's not a reason to go to Newt's. Go to Newt's because you'll be safe. from any tomfoolery because Corey's here to beat the shit out of anybody.
No, I'm not saying
he's
that.
He's a good dude. Just... He's a good dude, but he's solid. He's built like a, what do you call it, a brick shit house?
He is.
That's a good shit house. The straw shit house, not so much. Okay, so the other thing that I want to talk about, we're going to Newt's, right? Go to Newt's, popcorn, beer, pull tabs, good music, good people. The Oki Smash Burger is the best. Add pickles. So, when I was a kid, and Star Wars came out, I think the reason I hate Star Wars now as an adult, other than because it's relatively lame, is that the lightsaber, I swear to God, I thought they were saying lightsaber. S-A-V-E-R. I'm like, that makes no sense. So there's got to be at least one other listener out there in the ascertainers pool of 24 listeners that thought the same thing. What the hell? That movie came out when I was like 10 years old, 12 years old, let's just say. A saber? What the fuck is a saber? A hockey team. I don't even think the Sabres were a team back then. I think it predated that.
It did, but I'm trying to think. 78 or 70, or was it 80 that came out?
You're asking the wrong guy, pal.
But you were a lot older than 12.
In 1980, I was 14. Oh, a lot older. It came out before 1980. That was 10th grade. It came out when I was junior high.
Were you born in 66?
I was born in 64.
Your math was a little off there.
Well, I went to school in Rochester. I can't be held accountable for all the... I didn't know there was going to be a test.
Well, so, you got to interpolate the numbers.
Oh, stop.
I used that incorrectly today, and Jim has been throwing it back in my face all night.
I believe you just threw it in your own face.
I did, but fine. Just to get it out there that so you can't do it anymore.
Okay. All right, so, oh, by the way, I just looked at the Ascertainers page. We're at 1,046 downloads since we started this whole adventure. So that's cool. That's cool as hell, actually. I'm going to look at what when Star Wars came out. Why don't you start talking about an underrated band? Because I think we got to be onto that. I don't think the lightsaber thing got me the mileage I was looking for.
I didn't know how to respond to that one. But
other than, yeah.
As long as you're...
I understand, man.
And that's not part of your epic thing where... arrows or
well, it might be where it started. Like it might have made me start looking out for, you know, hey, if it's got a bunch of spaceships and shit, they're gonna say something you don't understand and you're not smart enough to know that movie,
right? Because that was very highbrow. And
it's just because you look like who is Harrison Ford's character?
Han Solo.
You look just like Han Solo. Wow. And you know you do.
Wow, I'll take that.
Speaking of Harrison Ford, I saw David Blaine apparently was at his house and he did one of those magic tricks that he does. And Harrison Ford's response was, get the fuck out of my house. It was so great.
Was he spooked? Because it was so good?
He put a card. He's like, pick a card out of this deck. And then he like cut an orange in half. And there's a card inside the orange. And Harrison Ford He wasn't having it. He's like, just get out of my house. It's phenomenal. Loved it. Star Wars.
We did underrated bands probably 5 episodes ago.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
Here's why I don't like fucking Star Wars. I look up Star Wars year timeline. What do you think I got?
The Ronald Reagan Star Wars?
I got Dawn of the Jedi, roughly 25,000 BBY. Oh. Whatever the fuck that is. Pardon me. The swear jar is coming out tonight. And then how about what year it came out? You know? You know what? It didn't happen. So don't tell me it happened 25,000. Oh, then the...
Well, you got to pick the right...
big gap between that and the Old Republic. Yeah, this is really crazy. And then there's ABY. What's BY?
Bring your own... I don't know.
You do too. You have to know. It's ABY and BBY. So before and after, what's the BY? What is 0 BBY?
I don't know much about the Star Wars It's like a Stardate in Star Trek. I don't know what they were referencing as a beginning.
Hey, but at least that sounded cool. Stardate. 1412. Was it James T. Kirk would say that?
They would always say it.
What was James Kirk's middle name?
Tiberius. Damn right.
No, it was. That's a badass middle name. Greater game. Hey, there's got to be a song on by now. In Excess is the song on the radio right now.
In Excess is not a song. It's a band.
In Excess is a band. And it's I Got to Let You Know. You're One of My Kind or something like that.
You're correct.
Gung, gung, gung. Wow, too bad about that guy. Seriously. You know how he died, right?
It's more...
back of a Volkswagen. Just that's what my wife likes to know. Do you think that...
I kind of look at the... Who's the guy who did... that got everyone together for the Live Aid or...
Bob Geldof?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He was kind of a dick because he stole... Hutchinson's wife. It was kind of like the Ringo... Not Ringo, George Harrison.
Clapton and...
Clapton, yeah. Thing.
Do you think that's why...
he did the David Carradine?
Did
no.
The thing? I don't think you can call that committing suicide. I think they were... That wasn't their goal. That's poor judgment. I would say this. Why isn't there a product that you can...
quick release?
Put around your neck... And you put a little thing on your finger and it does your blood oxygen level. Shark Tank, today is October 20th. It's about fucking 5 minutes before the next last guy or talk to you.
It's in the evening.
And this is a life-saving idea. Apparently, people like to put a belt around their neck and jerk off. And then they try to time it just right so that they can not die... but also feel really good, and there should be a device for that. Come on, it's 2023.
So, could you go through the pitch on Shark Tank?
Yes.
How you would do
it? Hi, Sharks. Yes. Hi, Sharks. I'm Mark. I'm half of the Ascertainers. I'll tell you about that later. Have you ever almost killed yourself jerking off with a belt around your neck? Me too. In fact, earlier today, in your green room, you're going to use a mop for that. I would, you know, maybe, you know, the last guy had a fucking broom that you can sweep up jizz with. Get him in there. Don't let him leave. Because I got a lot of Mark sauce in there. And yeah, so this invention is Mark. Hey, Mr. Wonderful, come here. Let me put this thing around your neck. Who's the other chick? Lori. Lori, come over here. Why don't you start, you know, polishing this guy's knob a little bit. And, oh, he's starting to pass out. Now, if he didn't have my device, oh, shit, he looks like he might be dead. Anyway, Mark, get up here. We're going to do it again. But, so that's what could happen with my device. It'll be able to tell right before you're ready to die, and it will release the thing around your neck, which... Who knows? Maybe that's cool, too. Maybe
you come out in naked or are you dressed?
Don't say... You said come right away.
I did.
Do you appear? How about appear? I come out wearing...
Where did this episode go?
I come out wearing my usual. We'll just say that. And people that know, know. I'll be wearing the usual. And which is just a turtleneck dicky. I don't like sleeves. Sleeves fuck me up a little bit. So just a turtleneck dicky. And then, you know, my man parts.
My apologies to Shark Tank.
Oh, Shark Tank. We love Shark Tank. I don't think you can sue us because we spell shark with a Q. And Mark Cuban with a K. And Mr. Wonderful with a U. And, but Lori? L-O-R-I. Like Gloria, except. So anyway, I don't know why rock stars have to be dying. When there's, a kid in high school in DECA. Remember DECA? It was like the business thing where they ran the snack bar in school. Oh, you're a little older than me, so you wouldn't know this shit. But any kid could figure it out. I'm surprised they don't figure it out. There's probably a lot of these devices out there that people are too ashamed about how awesome it is that they don't try to sell it. So call me. I'm at 555-242-2222. Mark, the Mark Ascertainer.
For a good time.
We'll buy your invention. And there won't be a lot of signatures. There won't be a lot of names used. Not real names, anyway. So, we talk about overrated bands, or do you think we're over? I think we're done. I think we should be done.
But, listen, real quick.
Yeah.
To the headphones that you have on your head to see if there's a song.
There already was a song.
Oh, that's right. That's how we got on NXS. You are correct.
Magic Man Heart. Fuck.
And they come back to...
I'll tell you right now. Let's do underrated bands. I'm going to start. Heart. Heart is a very underrated American band. So we had a little technical glitch, which could be edited out if necessary, or kept in. Whatever best suits our purposes here. But I just mentioned that the band on the radio for the radio game was Heart. Of course, neither of us had Heart. But if we were going to talk underrated bands, I don't even have it written down. But I think Heart is a, especially when you look at American bands, I think Heart is badly underappreciated. Because they have a very good body of work. But nobody says, oh, yeah, Heart, they're the best. And they're not the best. I'm not saying they're the best. That's what an underrated band is. Shouldn't say it like that. It's not like someone saying, like, oh, yeah, Zeppelin, the Stones, they are so underrated.
But I think they've lasted a long time. And I see what you're saying, and I don't know how to quantify that.
And I wonder if it's because they got a female lead singer. I'd hate to think that's the case, but I'll tell you right now, who played Stairway to Heaven at the Rolling Stones Kennedy Honors Ceremony?
I'm not sure. I didn't see
Heart.
It. Wow.
Heart with Jason Bonham on drums. And they had Jimmy and Robert and John Paul up on the balcony with tears in their eyes. They were so good. Ann Wilson's, or excuse me, yeah.
And
Nancy's a guitar player. Ann is a singer, I think.
Correct.
Yeah. And an interesting thing is that she... fell to the pressures of, she's a naturally big girl, but she was like, oh, between all the drugs they were doing in the 70s and the body consciousness issues or whatever, she's like, yeah, my voice is better when I'm big. And she said, fuck it, I'm just gonna be me.
Like an opera singer.
And she got a lot of shit for it, and that sucks, but end of the day, she knew it was best for what she's doing, which is making music. And, yeah.
Well, it didn't help Nancy being the way she was.
Nancy's hot.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very good. She is a example of how a woman should grow old as far as no, you know, fucking Botox or plastic surgery or whatever. It's cool to get old, man.
It is.
But, except for you.
Well, I thought we were talking about women.
You're letting yourself go, man. You should really look into some work.
So that's one of yours that you're going to...
Yep, and I'm gonna take one off that I think I probably already talked about and might not be... Ah, fuck it. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to throw that we can't cover the Replacements or, like, Big Star.
Why?
I don't know. I think that's... Everyone knows that they're underappreciated or that underrated.
I think the Replacements are underrated, and I think that's what they wanted. That was the most self-destructive band that I know of. Big Star, on the other hand, was very influential. Oh, I'm sorry, the Replacements were super influential, but they just self-destructed, literally, at every turn. They got they were banned from Saturday Night Live. That's got to be hard to do.
I don't know. I don't know if you can... Yeah, you probably put on the regular headphones.
Yeah, I know.
From now on.
So, for this episode, we could burn
chew you out
if we wanted.
I thought that everyone brings those two up if you ever talk about underrated. So I thought. Yeah.
Well, I thought you didn't want to do it because you and I accidentally brought up the Replacements and you're like, oh, that was one of my things, but.
Apologize, no, but that I don't know what that was about either. I can't remember. All I know is that I almost beat you at golf that you said you were going to wipe the floor with me.
I said, I didn't say I would beat you. I said I was going to shoot under 50 today. And turned out it was like 65. I was referring to the weather.
Oh.
Did you? Oh, you didn't think I thought I'd shoot under 50. I shot a 53, as did you.
I shot a 35.
Yeah, and then we had two holes to go. Hold on.
I take that.
All right, so you just told us who wasn't an underrated band. So
I'm going to go with T-Rex is my first one.
T-Rex. I can think of one, maybe two T-Rex songs.
Jeepster, Bang a Gong.
Bang a Gong is the only one I know of then.
And then, but they're mentioned in other rock tunes.
Really?
All the Young Dudes, they're mentioned, T-Rex by name.
And
what? You Better You Bet. That
Pete
mentions
Townsend?
T-Rex, yes.
Is that the Who or Pete Townsend? That's the Who.
That was the Who.
T-Rex. That's probably just lazy rhyming. Seriously. What was the Mata Hoople one? Or the All the Young Dudes? Is that Mata Hoople or is that Procol Harum? That's Mata Hoople.
Yes, that's Mata Hoople.
How do they... Do you know how they brought it up or how they said it?
I don't. That's but okay. I remember hearing T-Rex... I thought there were more songs than that, but those are the only two that I could find.
Okay. Interesting. No. Nay. Fascinating. Thank you, Mark, for being so brave.
You're welcome.
Thank you for bravery. I'm going to go with 10cc. 10cc is a nerdy version of Steely Dan, and that is saying a shitload. Because Steely Dan is the least charismatic band ever.
Yeah.
And 10cc is less charismatic than them.
I think they come across sometimes as like a ballad, you know, girly. I should say girly. That's terrible.
Hey, Mark, just the Ascertainers are...
romantic type
we call
of...
We call them skirts,
dames, trollops,
broads. Wow. Anyway, yeah, no. We're old school here, and everyone knows it. But you think that they are a more feminine version?
Is well, they do a lot of... I don't know, romantic type songs.
10cc, I'm Not in Love. Apparently, the way that they recorded the middle section of that was like revolutionary. But it doesn't sound, you know. But the multi tracks that they use and the way that they did it and how they placed the mics and all that kind of shit, it's like Replacements level influential that no one gives a shit about. So it's like the Replacements then in a way. But Ricky, Don't Lose That Number. That's Ted. That's Steely Dan.
Yeah. Oh, no, that Dan. Is Steely Dan.
Yeah, fuck. Anyway, 10cc, and I'm Not in Love, and The Things We Do for Love.
Right.
The Things We Do for Love is one of the... If you don't like that song, you might not like music.
Did we cover this?
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go and you feel that a part of you is dying. And you're looking for the answer, T-Rex.
I thought maybe we covered that. That was it Air Supply or
oh my god,
10cc that had love in pretty much every song that they wrote.
That sounds pretty Air Supply to me. Talk about underrated. Just so you know, I had my foot up on that chair, and I had you ever sit and use the bathroom and. You get kind of caught in some Instagram streams or something, and it's like you stand up and you got one dead leg. Could you cut off the... Me either. Anyway.
Was this a... do you think Bugs Bunny is hot when he dresses up like a woman?
Do you think that Michael Hutchins looks good in that turtleneck? Oh, no, too soon. Okay, so anyway, what's that thing say?
Oh. I'll go with the Blasters.
The Blasters, you say?
Yes.
I know of them, but I can't name. I know they were they kind of a, I don't want to say, like hard rockabilly
yes.
kind of a band?
Murray, do you ever see the movie Streets of Fire?
No.
Oh.
It's got any spaceships in it?
No.
Well, I like it then.
Yeah.
How about horses?
No horses. Motorcycles?
Streets of Fire I'm going to listen to. I'm going to watch. Who's in it?
I have no idea.
I like that guy.
Oh, Rick Moranis is in it.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I'm going to watch it after you leave. You have to go now. I want to watch that movie.
But they were they've been used a lot in movies, and they're like the Hollies. You'll hear them in soundtracks or music backdrop for shows.
Would you say that they are a precursor to, what's that one band with Mike Ness in it? Social Distortion.
Oh, that was my third one, too.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, go into it.
Yeah, my third one is Social D, that they're underrated.
But aren't the Blasters and Social D in the same genre or not? I might be wrong. I'm asking because I don't know.
Social D is a little more hard compared to the Blasters. They're really? A little bit more 50s.
I thought it would be the other way around. Okay, cool.
Bringing up Social D when they Ball and Chain,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of like a hard rock country song.
Well, it's because Johnny Cash write it?
I don't think so. I think they...
I'll say that the only thing my only knock... No, I think the Clash wrote Ball and Chain.
I thought
three of their best songs are covers. And that's okay.
Ring of Fire.
Johnny Cash.
Right. Ball and Chain, I think they wrote.
Okay, what's the Clash one, though? They definitely have a Clash one. I thought it was Ball and Chain. You keep talking, and I'll
I'll
Google that shit out there.
My wife and I were living in Arkansas at the time, and they just started this, I don't know, festival. It's the first year.
You told me this. Yeah, tell the people.
And Social Distortion's going to play, and there's nobody at the stage. And it's an outdoor venue. Just we could sit there all day and listen to the Social Distortion. And my wife said, you know what? I'm bored. Let's go. And I said, they're going to start in 15 minutes. Nobody's here. We're going to be, like, asked on stage to sing with them. Let's not go anywhere.
And you left?
We left.
Ouch.
Yes, that was a tough one. But
okay, so I think... I can't. This is a bad way to do this. I might be wrong. So, what was the one for sure? The Ring of Fire, and maybe I'm just wrong on Ball and Chain. I'm gonna not diss Social D, but for some
reason, we can bring it up next episode.
Yeah, that'll be good. Because you're saying that there's a few like Story of My Life. They say is a cover. I don't believe that. So anyway, I'm gonna go with the. This is a weird one because I'm not trying to defend this band. But Night Ranger never put out a bad song. But nobody really, because they were like a kind of a like a small S super group. Because weren't they members of Styx and
yes,
that other band?
And the other one.
I don't know what the other band is, but I think it had Tommy Shaw. And
sometimes I get confused with Night Ranger and Damn Yankees.
Because they both had Tommy Shaw in them, I think.
I think they did, but they sounded similar also.
The other, Jack Blades. Who did Jack Blades sing for?
Tenacious
D.
Sorry.
That's a good one. No, but didn't they share vocals? Kind of. They were kind of like a rock version of Styx. And I don't say Styx is a rock band, but Styx also had a lot of... What you would have attributed to the earlier band, 10cc, a little more fluttery, yes. A little more feminine. It's terrible, I think. I mean, that's fine if you want to say it, but it's not a...
but when I say more, it, it's...
Night Ranger is less theatrical than Styx. How about that?
Oh, very good. That is very good. Yeah.
Although Sister Christian is a very durable ballad. But anyway, I think this might be a good way to wrap this episode up.
I think so.
Jack Blades, Tenacious D, Pick Up Destiny. I thought Jack Blades was like the guy that was the Ginsu guy.
It's just a cool name.
Cut through a shoe, then through a tomato, like a hot knife through butter.
Could you imagine growing up being named Jack Blades?
I'll tell you right now, I'm going to give a shout out to a local guy and it's his real name, and he's been in bands. It's one of the first kid bands I saw live. There's a guy from Apple Valley, Minnesota. His name is Jack Swagger, and that's his real fucking name. And he has been in some pretty cool bands, underrated, but also undiscovered. And now he's like trying his hand at acting and stuff. But Jack Swagger, what a fucking name. I mean, if you said, Jim, make up a name better than that, I couldn't find one. And that's this guy's actual name. So good on you. But I also, if you Google Jack Swagger, there's some wrestler called Jack Swagger. Even though the real Jack Swagger was a high school wrestler, I think. He's the best. Also, I booked him at Panaprog a couple years ago, so I know the guy. So I'm biased. I'm a little tainted. So call me Jack. Anyway.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
We're going to edit that part out, right?
I don't know. I think a lot will be edited.
Cool. But,
enjoyed it. We'll do it again.
Yeah, it was fine.
Hopefully.
It was okay.
All right.
Not your best.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.